This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Consider for a moment the human wrist, a marvel of biomechanical engineering. Also, apparently, an amazingly lucrative piece of anatomy. Google is said to be working on a smart watch. Samsung put out its Galaxy Gear watch a couple of weeks ago. There's a Sony smartwatch on the market, and Apple probably has a watch coming, too. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports now on the wrist wars.
Tara Kalashain is the editor of tech website Research Buzz. But when it comes to new devices, she's not usually an early adopter.
But with the smartwatches, I'm like, y'all, hurry up. I want to see these things.
The reason?
I love the idea of when I get an email alert to be able to see it on my wrist without having, you know, to take out my phone, unlock my screen.
That ease of use is behind the growing market for wearable technology, says Sarah Rotman, senior analyst at Forrester Research.
The body is the next landscape for personal computing.
And the wrist is the first frontier. Forrester found nearly a third of adults would wear a device on their wrist. Only 12% were comfortable wearing something like Google's glasses. But comfortable may not be enough.
As a woman, I can say, if it weren't my job to wear these products, I would never do it.
Right now, smartwatches look a lot like those watches from the 80s that had little calculators on them, which is a huge problem, says Deborah Kay, head of consulting firm Lucule.
Something that we put on our bodies is part of our status. It's part of who we are.
Which means once tech companies get smartwatches right, the payoff could be huge.
The wrist is like the holy grail for wearable technology. If you can get something on the wrist, you can really own a person's body.
Kay says the technology becomes part of our identity, not just something we carry around. So the future of tech really is all in the wrist. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.